What? Sick and tired. You should have been refreshed because you just woke up. But then you wake up and you're sick and tired. Come on and say amen. We got to watch our confessions. And so he has to beat those things out of us so that we won't be full of hot air. So that now, you know, if you stay full of air and he don't get that out of you, those pockets will produce a weak spot. When the clay is made, it will produce a weak spot and cause the vessel to be fragile and unstable. Why you got so many unstable Christians today? Why you got some that's so fragile? You can't even tell them something. If they misunderstand what you say, they done got an attitude. They ready to go crazy. They ready to go off. I ain't coming back to church. I'm through with church. Oh, yeah, we can't be so fragile because that's what's wrong. We got too many lumps in us. We got too much hot air in us, and it makes a weak spot when we go through the testing period. And so God doesn't want us to be weak. He beats that mess out of us. That's why we keep feeling the pain. That's why we keep feeling the chastisement. That's why we keep feeling this and we keep feeling that. Every time we look around, we're going through something. I'm going through a trial. What about you? I just came out of a trial. What about you? I see one on the way. We're always going through something because God is trying to work us and get us to a place where we won't be weak. And we have to wait on him because he said that the clay is put back, and for about 6 weeks or 6 months, it's sitting there doing nothing. And you know, the Bible says, let patience have her what? Perfect work, so that we may be entire and wanting or lacking nothing. I don't want to lack anything, so I need to be patient and let God do what he's going to do. I need to be patient, and if he's going to work this thing out, I need to let him work it out. Quit asking everybody how to help me out. Oh, I need somebody to help me. Look like nobody ain't come to my rescue. I wish somebody would have helped me. You need Jesus to come to your rescue. You quit asking people. Quit waiting on people. Quit getting mad with folks when they don't come and they don't pray with you, when they don't come sit up at the house with you, when they don't call you on the phone. God is saying, I'm beating the hot air out of you. You don't need to be filled with that hot air. They tell you all that good stuff to build you up. They tell you all those things to make you feel better, and then only to go back to feeling bad when they're gone. Oh yeah, you don't need that hot air. I'm just beating the hot air out of you. I'm beating the air bubbles out of you so that when you're tested, you won't be weak. You'll be able to say, I'm strong. That's why we can really say, whenever we're going through it, we can honestly say, let the weak say, I am strong. We are truly strengthened by what we go through. I remember the older people said, if it doesn't kill you, it'll just make you stronger. And guess what? We know that God won't kill us. We know the Bible said that the trying of our faith, come on and say amen, is more precious than gold. That it worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed. The pottery. When Jeremiah got there, it says that he saw that it was that the potter had, he wrought a work on the wheels. And he says he looked at it, and he says while he was working it, he said that it was marred or messed up in the hand of the potter. And then he made it another vessel. Amen. Jeremiah said, look at this. He said that the clay was messed up, but it was still in the hand of the potter. Sometimes we wonder, how did I get where I am? What went wrong in my life? God, where are you in the time that I need?